Book 12. The Rampart Breached. After this fashion, in his own hut, Menoetius's gallant son tended Eurypylus, the wounded man, while Argives fought the Trojan mass attack their moat no longer could contain, nor could the rampart they had built to save the ships carrying the moat around it. To the gods they gave no hecatombs that might have won them to guard the wall as shield for the deep-sea craft and plunder that it ringed. The immortal gods had never willed it, and its time was brief. While Hector lived, and while Achilles raged, and while Lord Priam's town lived on, unsacked, so long the Achaeans' rampart stood. But after the flower of Troy went down, with many Argives fallen or bereft, when Priam's Troy was plundered in the 10th year, and the Argives shipped again for their dear homeland, then Poseidon and Apollo joined to work erosion of the wall by fury of rivers born in flood against it, all that flow seaward from Ida. Rhesus, Heptaparus, Choresus, Rhodius, Greenicus, Aesepus, Scamander's ancient stream, and Simois, round which so many shields and crested helms had crashed in dust with men who were half-gods. These rivers were diverted at their mouths and blent into one river by Apollo, who sent that flood 9 days against the rampart. Zeus let his rain fall without pause to bring the wall more quickly under inshore water. As for the god who shakes the islands, he in person with his trident in his hands led on the assault. Foundation logs and stones the Achaeans toiled to lay he shunted seaward, leveling all by the blue-running sea. In sand again he hid the long seashore when he had washed the wall down, and he turned the rivers to their old fair watercourses.